Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64, Josh Crawler. What's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going? Crawler coming at you.
Cheesy, what is happening?
What's going on, Cheese Curds? Good to have you back, Josh.
And Johnny Bo.
What's going on? We finally let Josh out of the basement.
It's good to be back and out of the basement. Thank you guys so much. Well, before we jump into this thing, of course, head on over to the Discord, n64josh.com/discord. Come hang out with us, chat Nintendo games and all the fun things. I want you guys to connect and listen to Communication Air Podcast. Go and check it out with Johnny and Cheesy. And Crawler, where can people connect with you?
You guys can find me on Twitter, X, whatever the hell it's called now, or TikTok, Nightcrawler724. Nightcrawler is without the E.
Cheesy, how about you?
You can find me on TikTok, Twitter, Twitch, Instagram, YouTube, GZC64, CHEEZYC64, and the Communication Error Podcast.
And Johnny.
And I am Johnny Bo everywhere, Twitter, Twitch, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok. Well, Twitter until they start making me pay.
Is that a thing? And
that's a rumor.
Supposedly, to get rid of bots. Yeah, right.
Yeah. So look for me on Threads then. Or the Communication Air Podcast.
Whoa, wait, one way to boost Threads is make X cost money.
Wait. You're now promoting Threads after?
Yeah. Now I'm promoting Threads because Elon's making me pay money.
Fair enough. Well, I feel like I missed some stuff. Was there like a direct or something last week?
Something.
Nah, it wasn't that good. You didn't miss anything.
Only the best game to launch this year on the Switch. Well, no, I take that back. We had second best game to launch on the Switch this year.
Wow. That is saying a lot.
I've been having fun with it.
Let's talk about it real quick. Let's talk about it. I got my first three races.
Of course you did.
Well done.
Good job beating those AI.
Thank you. The tutorial was tough. But you guys have been kind of going hard with F-099, right? Like, kick it off, Crawler. What do you love so much about it?
It's great. It's more than I've enjoyed, like, going back and playing it just on Nintendo Switch Online, just the regular SNES F-Zero. It adds kind of the chaos that I think they originally intended for that franchise. And it is true risk reward, kind of let it play out with a machine that fits how aggressive or how kind of passive in the back and take advantage of the Skyway kind of gameplay that you want to have. And if you're skilled enough to take out people and get the KO, you get a even larger power meter, and you
so can, satisfying.
Yeah,
I was a little bummed. I got a double KO, and it didn't count towards my
double KO. It means you die and they die. I got it last night.
Oh, yeah. Got it. Okay, because I literally got like a double kill, and I was like, oh, why didn't that little
says double KO when you explode yourself and you take somebody else out with you. But yeah, there's some random medals there to get. There's like the one that I don't know if I'm ever going to get on purpose is be the last to qualify in the cutoff round. Like you have to finish lap one at 95 or whatever.
Oh, interesting. That's a tough one to get.
Yeah. just to sit there at the cutoff and be the last person to cross. Like that's kind of risky. But yeah, it's a lot of Mute City, a lot of Big Blue, but if you kind of learn how you're playing that, it's really fun. They vary it with the team battles and the mini prix and the grand prix, and it's a good mix up. I've been having fun. That's been my kind of go to is just to kill 5-10 minutes if you need to. Cheesy.
Well, 5-10 minutes, this game has just been the worst for my sleep routine. And it's so easy to just keep playing because you could be like, That was a good one to end on. All right, I'm going to bed. Maybe and, one more.
Well, yeah, and Splatoon needs to take a page out of their book with when it comes to the quick leveling up. Like, I'm already at like 26, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
And I've earned over 50 tickets or whatever. So you get the tickets based on your performance in the game, and then that's a separate bar versus your player level bar as well.
Yeah.
So Splatoon is just too slow. They need to take a page out of this, like F-099.
Yeah, I would agree. Like, there's no reason for Splatoon's
gatekeeping.
Yeah, gatekeeping, because it's all like cosmetics. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Well, not really. That's low.
Weapons.
What do you mean?
As you level up, the weapon tickets is what you get.
Also, yeah, the cosmetics actually do affect gameplay. So it's not really like they're just cosmetics.
But if you think about it, Splatoon 1 this way as well, you could just buy the weapons with in-game currency.
With coins. Yeah.
I think there was a level.
I think you had to be a certain level.
I think certain weapons did have level restrictions on them. But as soon as you were up there, you weren't restricted what you could buy. Like the tickets is kind of annoying that you can't just have a full armory ready to go if you want to.
But as far as like F-099, I was not like the biggest F-Zero fan. I think I even talked about it on here, is that most people probably know F-Zero just because of Captain Falcon in Smash, or just even think that he's an original character that was made for Smash. But this is the most, I think, that we have ever heard people talk about F-Zero, and it's so addicting to just jump into another match and to also see everybody get their win. The way that they did this 99 game is probably the best. I mean, I know Tetris 99 is really good, but it's also just on one screen. It's not like you're playing Tetris 99 and you're sending blocks and stuff to other players.
The chaos that was Mario 35 with even just 35, all that stuff going on next to you, it is nice that it's all just there. Yeah. And I see this along with Tetris 99, F-Zero 99 being ones that can endure the timetable and not be in risk, I think, of the servers being taken offline. Because Pac-Man got shut down, right?
And yeah, but that's not Nintendo.
October. So I don't know if it's like the beginning of October or the end of October, but yeah.
And then Mario 35, we knew going in that it was limited time, but like that was stupid. They
bring it back, you cowards.
Yeah. I know. I think they will eventually.
And Mario 40.
Yeah, maybe with the Switch. Maybe with the Mario Switch.
Mario 40.
It's an exclusive. You get to play Mario 35 if you have that Switch.
It's odd that they just program that game and they're like, we're good.
Fire Emblem 1?
Yeah.
Localized it for a year?
Is it because it was broken?
What, Mario 35?
Yeah, because you could just do 1-1 all over. And that was like the easiest way to win.
Well, and there was also couldn't you just kill a certain amount of Goombas or whatever? And there was a spot that you could just send a ton to. You just wait and wait for stuff to come to your screen, and then you send it all back to people.
Maybe it was strategic. Maybe it was just a year demo and they've been developing it to come back.
Yeah, right. Mario's like their new redheaded stepchild.
I do hope. So I haven't played as much F-099 as you guys, but I do hope they add a few things. Like friend lobbies would be really cool. You can play with friends. It works fairly. It's actually pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. We were having success last week.
Yeah, it was working pretty much every time we do it. You just do a countdown, and everybody tries to start at the same time, and I would say like 70-75% of the time you would get into the same lobby.
Yeah, there were times that you and I were matching together, and Cheesy and I, even in the same state, he wasn't matching with us, but you and I were matching together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I do hope a lot of people are talking about it. Hopefully they see that people might actually want to play an F-Zero game.
Really, I was thinking, hopefully they can see 99 players can all work without lagging, so what's up with Mario Maker?
I wonder how they... So it has dedicated servers, right? I think this is the first game, first Nintendo game that has dedicated servers.
Interesting.
Interesting. I don't know. Like, even if they made another F-Zero game, would it be as much fun as 99? Because it is just pure chaos.
For sure, 100%. 99 is okay.
It's okay?
Yeah, it's okay. It's fine.
I don't think
it doesn't have lasting. Like, if you have a new game, you know, they could add a 99 mode in that game, but then you could have like a story mode. You could have just, you know, 8-person online. Like, it's so hard to win that like people just don't. I guarantee people will stop playing that game fairly quickly.
What game? F-099?
F-099, yeah.
I mean, they it's designed to be drip fed, because if you go to the records and you look at the course stuff, we only have we have like 6 courses, and there's slots for like another 8 to 12 courses or something like that. There's 3 more Grand Prix that are planned, because we're in the night Grand Prix. We're going to get the Queen and the King Grand Prix, and
but what I'm saying is they can add all the they could add all the content in the world, but if people aren't winning, they're not going to play.
I think it's easier to win this than Tetris 99.
Yeah, but how many people are playing Tetris 99 anymore?
A lot of people still play.
Yeah. That's why they still have the events.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't
the events have been fewer and far between, but
also Tetris 99 has gotten a physical, and it'd be really cool to see F-Zero 99 get a physical as well.
Well, and Tetris 99 evolved from when it first launched. You didn't have friend lobbies. I don't think there was the Winner's Cup initially. Like, after you win a Tetris 99 game, you get a separate matchmaking queue if you want to go, if you hate yourself and you just want to go against people that have won, you can do that. And then there's the offline CPU stuff, so maybe we'll get to see some offline stuff for challenges, because right now the only offline, it can't even be offline content, it's online content, but solo content you can time trial. But even some of the expert courses are fairly difficult time trial time slots to beat. Mm-hmm. The last two, because there's of the 5 courses or whatever, there's different backgrounds you can get for your player card, and you get the first 3 pretty easily, but the last couple are pretty difficult.
I think from what the data miners have found is there's survival mode and an arcade mode, and the arcade mode is like basically, as the gates, it's kind of like what we originally talked about when we were talking about Mario Kart 99, and how, like, it's similar to what they're doing now, but I think they're just adding more gates along the way, so that if you are, you know, once they hit to 30, if you're 31, you're out, you know, that kind of thing. And I think it keeps cutting down that way, and maybe it's like unlimited, there's, you know, more times around the track or whatever.
Yeah. Well, because even the Grand Prix gets pruned down pretty significantly by the fifth race in the Grand Prix. There's only 20 people left.
And then survival mode, would that be just like knockouts?
Maybe just go around the track until everybody crashes out.
Maybe make it a
demolition derby.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's according to what they found on the data mining, it's just a circle or a square with a circle in the middle.
Perfect.
So that could be that could
demolition
be
derby F-Zero would be pretty fun.
But the other thing that they are, I don't know if this was data mined. I think it was in the files. There's tracks that were only available on the Satellaview that are going to be available in this game. And so that was a Japanese only, like, basically hooked up your Super Famicom to the internet and played. From my understanding, I need to do a little more research on it to understand exactly how it worked, but I believe that was the case. And so just, I don't know, pretty cool to get some of the hit. Like, I love that history stuff. Now, for me, I mean, I totally see what Johnny's saying, how he would like to see a new game and see this added to it. I'm all for it. If they want to just keep this separate from a new game, I honestly did not fall in love with F-Zero until the 64 version and then the GameCube version. Like, that's if they incorporated those games where, like, there's more, like, you know, cylinder tracks and you're going inside, like, I would be so
yeah. Also, we're playing SNES graphics. Like, wouldn't you want to see like an updated version that has 3D graphics?
Yeah. Definitely.
I don't know. I mean, yes, it would be nice, but it's also so fast that you don't really even like. I don't know if I would appreciate it because of how fast it goes.
But they've made them in the past. It's not like they haven't made 3D F-Zero games.
No,
so they clearly thought people wanted it. And I guess they were wrong because nobody bought it. But I would love to see an HD version of F-Zero.
Yeah, I mean, just find a way to have online. It doesn't have to be 99. I mean, you could have a 16 or 32 person race probably. And if this is a test for dedicated servers, like, if anything, the popularity and how smooth it's been running is a testament to why more Nintendo games should have dedicated servers, because obviously peer to peer does not work well with Mario Maker and some other stuff. Is Splatoon games on dedicated servers?
I thought so. I think they're running on the same.
I think they're peer-to-peer.
It's fairly unstable if it's dedicated, because how many times do people lag out? Or,
I mean, it has improved.
Nintendo's so secretive about it. Like,
yeah.
Even if you Google search it, you probably... Because the first thing I searched when you said it was on dedicated servers, it was like a post that said, how good is Tetris or F-Zero 99? Presumably on dedicated servers, like, that's what, because they don't confirm anything.
Very, very interesting. Now, we talked about a little bit Mario Kart 99. Does it work with items, or do we see now that the pure chaos, and would they have to modify items so that where they were like strictly like shells going around your car versus like shells that you could actually shoot? How would they do the items with 99 people? Would there only be X amount of blocks on the stage so that it's not like just absolute chaos and only the people in the first few slots would get it?
Only bananas, mushrooms, and stars. That's it.
Or maybe, you know, in F-Zero 99, they have like the bumper cars.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they could just have random bananas out on the course.
Yeah.
They could just have like green shells come out. They could have a blue shell. Can you imagine having Mario Kart 99? And then you, like, you're right at the finish line. You're in first place. Get hit by a blue shell.
Blue shells didn't exist until what?
Well, neither does that Sky Road in 99, right?
True.
So, but what if you got knocked out and you get to be the blue shell?
Well, and you get to be the bumper car bit in F-Zero.
So. Right. So you get to move your way up, trying to hit as many people as possible before you, you know, take out first and make second place happy.
Or be, you know, you could be Lakitu above the track throwing spinies down or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Be fun.
All right. We're designing Nintendo's game form right now.
You can send
it'll be added to Mario Kart Tour.
Yeah, it's a Mario Kart Tour. Why do you hate everything, Johnny?
Actually, they said that Mario Kart Tour is done getting updates.
Yeah, they're getting ready to shut it down, aren't they?
I don't think they're shutting it down. It's just, it's not going to get any more updates. So it's just going to start recycling
content.
That's
the short road to being shut down.
Essentially, yeah.
That means Mario Kart 9 is confirmed.
Yeah, if only it could
November 1st.
If only it could have been shut down before they copied and pasted all the tracks we didn't want.
You know what? Some of those tracks I don't mind. Like, they're fun. They're very laps. I like that it's not the same lap every time. I think that adds something to Mario Kart 8.
Mm-hmm. That's also cool. But they do that with some of the Nintendo tracks as well, like Peach's Garden and things like that, right?
Well, only since having done that with
the Tour? New
waves. Yeah.
Touche.
I mean, I Peach's Garden, that's a fresh take on that.
Well, even Baby Park on Tour is way better than on Deluxe because they add ramps that you can cross over.
And yeah, where are those ramps on regular Nintendo courses?
They're in Calamari Desert, but that's about
it. Yeah, that was a good reimagining.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's, I mean, I
can never tell what lap I'm on that course, though, now. Like, I have no idea. It was like, oh, is this the last lap?
Right, yeah, I get it. And I'm going to get a change.org going so that they make Rainbow Road 64 three laps. Like,
yeah, we need that. We need a new rainbow. Are we going to get a
short
road in this wave?
I think they would have to because it's the final wave.
That would be, yeah.
That's what I'm hoping. Did you guys like the last four characters they chose?
We were debating. I even opened up Mario Kart 8. We were debating where they're going to put them.
Peach will just be like, you'll just scroll over her.
You think, though? Because they have pink gold Peach separate. They have cat Peach separate. Unless they put them all together.
Yeah, we were confused as how they're going to add four, because there's only space for two. Well, and everything else, like, because Gold Mario can toggle to Silver Mario.
Yeah.
Metal Mario.
Maybe they'll split him out.
And just add another row. How many are in a row?
Are we going to change this to Peach Kart, since she's going to have more spots than Mario on the character select screen?
Well, Toadette is not... Peachette? That's what. Yeah.
But it is Toadette.
With a crown.
Maybe it's Toadette's character gets the. Yeah. Like, maybe it's the same.
So apparently, if you beat New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe as Peachette, Peach reacts. Like in that final cutscene, she's all confused.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, I saw a TikTok about it.
Is it fake content like you admitted to making?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Like you admitted to making.
Go listen to communication.
Fake. People thought were making me think it was fake, even though I'm the one that made it.
You were getting gaslit by what?
I was getting gaslit.
Oh my god, I love it. Well,
speaking of content Johnny made,
Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat on the Switch.
Yo, the camera angle just changed to like Johnny. Oh, staring man, into now my
there's,
soul.
There's two of me. There's two of me.
It's worse than one, Johnny Ebo.
Yeah, and so Mortal Kombat 1 on the Switch.
Is this a real loading screen, Johnny? How long is
it? Oh, yeah, it's a real... Well, no, actually, no. I cut that one. Oh, but okay. there is a loading screen in the video, and it's like 30 seconds long. Oh, it looks so bad. Like, look at the sand. Look at the sand.
They definitely had the
same...
Was
that Sonya Blade? That looked like a man.
No, it's not Sonya. It's Striker.
Okay, good. That's bad graphics.
I'm glad to see that the same team that did the first wave for Mario Kart textures was helped out with Mortal Kombat 1 here.
Look at that.
Yeah, the screen tear.
That happens. It's not like it happened one time. Every time you do the brutality for Smoke, for some reason, this is a legitimate cutscene from that game. They're charging $70 for this trash.
Does it play good?
It plays okay. It's supposed to run at 60. I really don't think it is 60. But like, if you play online, it is janky and terrible. I do not buy Mortal Kombat 1 on Switch for $70.
Ed Boon said he's going to make it better, but
he did say he was going to make it better. And do. I do think that it was because of me, at least in some part. One of my videos has 7.2 million impressions, so they definitely saw it. And I got quoted in like an IGN article, so it's like, it was me. It was definitely because of me.
Yeah, you had a busy weekend. You were like playing at like 3 or 4 a.m. your time on Saturday night.
Yeah, I had to, you know, I had to get some content out.
I was going to bed at like 1:30 my time, and I'm scrolling TikTok, and Johnny's there live on TikTok playing. I'm like,
oh yeah, yeah, doing? That's true. I was playing it live on TikTok. The one, oh yeah, this is load screen. So this isn't like the game didn't crash. This is load screen.
I almost changed our cameras because I'm like, why are we looking at a black screen? What is going on here?
It's a load screen. It's a load screen. It's like 30 seconds long. But I was doing fatalities. I was trying to do all the fatalities, and Cyrax has a fatality where he blows up the world. And on the Switch version, it just goes to a black screen, and then it like flashes orange. Like it doesn't show the world at all.
Because isn't, yeah, Cyrax supposed to put like a web around the world and it blows up or something like that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like the gameplay outside of some of the cutscenes and stuff, it's okay. It's fine. It's fine, but it's not $70 fine.
Yeah, I played 11 on Switch and then got tired of looking at it and bought it on PlayStation. But I mean, yeah, I would not pay full price, especially the inflated $70 full price for that on Switch.
I paid $110 for this
early access.
He's like, I wanted to get early access, but it paid off. I probably made like 10x my money. I think that was all the gameplay that I showed. But it's awful, and I felt like people were gaslighting me. I was like, not that bad. Something's wrong with your Switch.
Oh, and then did you see the news that came out yesterday? Josh and I talked about it last night.
No,
the Switch trailer that got pulled down off of the eShop had Steam achievements popping up on it.
It was a PC trailer. Well, there's trailer. All right. So if you go on the eShop, there's no screenshots. There's no trailers. It's just a static image. I didn't know they did that, but yeah, it's just a static image. And every other game on the eShop like has screenshots and trailers.
And I was telling Josh about.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The Switch not being able to record any of the gameplay, and he and I deduced down that it was probably due to RAM usage.
Yeah, and also other games can't do it either.
Yeah,
a lot of third party games.
Fortnite doesn't do it because it needs the RAM power. I think.
I don't think Smash Brothers does it.
It doesn't.
Like, I think you can capture screenshots
because it's recording. It's recording the whole match anyway in game, so yeah, it doesn't want to utilize the RAM for that. Because you can save the whole gameplay.
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely a trolley comment that I made in that one video. But yeah, don't buy Mortal Kombat 1 on the Switch. They did say they're going to fix it. I would wait. Mortal Kombat 11 got discounted heavily on the Switch. Like, you could get on the Switch for like $5 at one point.
But at least this one is...
Except you got to buy an SD card.
Yeah, it's what, 30? How big it was. It's 32 gigs or something like that.
32 or 35? Maybe it was 35.
But this is at least full featured, right? The Switch version of 11 did not have version parity between.
No, I think it did. It was just the crypt didn't work.
Yeah, so it didn't have parity.
Well, this doesn't have parity either. Like, if you can't do all of the fatalities, that's not parity, right?
Oh, that's a clip, right? I mean,
yeah. But I'm just saying, like, they're charging the same amount as the PS5 and Xbox Series X versions. Like, that's what annoys me.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it. It's not parity.
That sand gives me nightmares. The sand. Moral of the story is don't buy it on the Switch, please.
Wait for updates or...
Or sale.
Save your money and buy an Xbox Series S.
Or buy it and make videos and maybe make your money back. I think I made like 10x my money, so...
Yeah. It helps to have 100,000 followers, right?
Hey, I usually get like 1,000 views. Okay.
I was going to say, like, on TikTok, do 100,000 of your followers see that video, or like, what's the percentage on that?
No way. It's probably like 0.5% of followers.
Yeah.
99.5% FYP.
Yeah.
Followers don't matter except for brands. And then you could just be like, oh yeah, I have 180,000 followers. So
send me free stuff. So I'm currently holding the keychain from PAX, Nintendo Live, PAX, whatever. And we're not getting a Mario amiibo for this new game, but we're getting plenty of Xenoblade 3 amiibos.
I.e.
Splatoon, it's got plenty of amiibos. Zelda, yes, getting plenty of amiibo. Now, don't get me wrong. There's most of the Mario cast from Smash has amiibo, and then there's a whole Mario amiibo set that's available as well. Mm-hmm. Right? Yet they,
which unfortunately has been the re-release versions that have come out, is only been the Super Mario amiibo, not the Smash Bros. Amiibo.
I just thought of something.
Yeah.
Will Showtime get an amiibo? Princess Peach Showtime?
1,000% yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
A sword fighter, a ninja.
I don't know. I don't know. They're kind of over amiibo. But
with Princess Peach, I think that would be
but Mario is like their biggest IP.
The Xenoblade 1 double pack sold out so quick on Best Buy. And same with Ganondorf and Zelda.
Yeah, but that's not, we're not talking Mythra Pyro, we're talking Xenoblade 3.
Husbando tax.
The Mio and
I don't even know what you just said.
It's the male version of a waifu.
I know. I'm just messing with you. But
also, I think people bought them because they thought they were going to be rare.
The Switch, the lack of pro controller, where is all the love for Wonder? It baffles me. It baffles me that there's, you know, in other places, but not here. There's like special editions of this game that come with like, or some of the areas have like a, like an elephant power up, like stress ball.
Where's that?
It's in the UK.
The UK gets a lot better stuff than us when it comes to
promotional
stuff.
We never get good physical stuff anyway.
Is that Canada's like,
is that platinum points or is that pre-order?
I think there's a special edition box, but then I think there's some of it is just the store you buy it from has the like not only a stress ball, but also the singing flower is another item.
Yeah, turn around and go get the Link's Awakening.
Link's Awakening.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Amiibo?
The Game Boy Steelbook.
Oh, this one.
That was Europe only.
Yeah, this right here looks just like a Game Boy.
Yeah, that was Europe only.
That's really cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
The inside is all the Game Boy like screenshots.
And that was UK only?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or Europe only?
Yeah.
Why would they do that?
Because they hate us. Bayonetta had like the 1, 2, and 3 Masquerade Edition or something like that had.
Well, it had 1 and 2. You could get a steelbook that would hold both carts. We only got one cart.
I have that one.
Was only in only in Japan.
Or was that one of them that I got came with a steelbook that had
Bayonetta 3 came with a steelbook.
But was that for 2? I think there was an extra steelbook that came with it. I thought it was for one of the other games. I don't know. I can't keep it all straight.
I blame Doug Bowser. Dude, super boring.
He's focused on the next 6-7-year-olds coming up and buying a Switch. That's what he's focused on.
Whew, okay. So, yeah, it's crazy to me. I want more Mario stuff. I want a Mario Pro Controller. Zelda Tears of the Kingdom Special Edition right here. How is Wonder not getting any of this stuff, especially like as they're closing out the life of the Switch? Like Splatoon got more love than Mario. Zelda got more love than Mario.
Monster Hunter got more love than Mario.
Yeah, Xenoblade, more love than Mario. Like, it's baffling to me. I don't understand.
Yeah, it would be wrong of us to say that Mario hasn't gotten love, and this was, I mean,
peripheral.
You said that.
Well, no, I have said that Mario, like, okay, it hasn't been a great era for Mario on Switch, and what I mean by that is new, like, mainline Mario games, but we also have had a theme park, we've had a movie. It is baffling, though, that we still don't get even more Mario than that, because they have the money. And they would easily make the money back. Yeah, we just got a new Piranha Plant Lego set.
Piranha Plant.
Not Mario.
Not Mario. Why aren't we building a giant Mario head?
Yeah, yeah.
Similar to like the 64.
That would be cool.
Like, you know, make his nose stretch. Or they're stretching.
They could only make the one that looks like Nightmare Fuel. The blockhead.
That's true. That's true. It's just such a strange, thing. The Switch is just so bland. Like we talked about, there's just like little, like only little, like anything. All you look like you have is a red Switch, unless you look at the back of it. And who does that? The back of the dock.
Yeah.
Behind the door that blocks where you plug in the cables.
Well, there's the little Mario silhouette that you can see without having to open the back, but it's still on the back. Like, right. It's just.
And are the cables, when they're plugged in, are they going to block the coins even too?
No, because it's on
into that brick right there. Yeah. But,
okay.
But yeah,
but you won't see that anyway. Like, you're not.
No, yeah, it's behind your TV or whatever. Yeah.
It's just such strange choices that they make. It's wild. It makes me a little sad. Maybe. I saw like Amiibo deals, like did like a mock-up of the Elephant Mario as an Amiibo, and it's like coming out of the pipe, and I'm like, I really want this now. Like, why aren't we getting this to scan it and get that power up anytime we want? Like,
they could announce it later.
Give it time.
Yeah, because they announced the Zelda and Ganon after the fact.
Maybe that's true, because. Although I can't imagine there's not more internal chatter, right? But this game did not have a release date. They weren't given a deadline. They said this can come out whenever it's ready.
Uh-huh.
You know, so maybe the release date with all the other Amiibo and everything that's coming out, like, we know they've scaled back. So maybe it does have something to do with that. But I don't know. It's a 2D Mario game. Is it going to have the long tail to get people buying an Amiibo for it, like 6 months after it's out?
Yeah, it's a Mario game.
To use to power up Mario after you've beat the game?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I don't know what the Amiibo functionality would be. Even like
it'll unlock multiplayer for you.
You'll get hard mode. That's how you get hard mode. I mean, I guess Zelda doesn't really have that great of Amiibo functionality either. You just get... I guess you get some cool armor sets that you never use because they're useless, super weak.
You're really selling it.
No, I'm just saying, like, they don't, like, Amiibo functionality has not been great.
Yeah.
Because you're paying for the figure. You're not paying for...
Until Mario Kart 9 comes out and you get all these Mii costumes for your racer.
Please leave Mii's at the Switch. Do not bring them back.
Aww.
But I like the helmet, the Pac-Man helmet in Mario Kart 8 is pretty cool.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. Yeah.
It's, like, there are some cool, they could do some fun functionality, I think, with that.
I mean, I don't think they really focus on Mii's at all. Anyway.
Not anymore. Yeah.
But Tour has Mario wearing different costumes. So let's focus on that. Let's throw our favorite characters in more racing suits, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And charge me $5 per. That's fine.
But like, to be honest, Josh, I think even Nintendo is a little embarrassed by the fact that they don't have a lot of Mario. Because like, even the way that the Mario Direct ended was with the red Switch. And it was a weird way to like end it and how brief they talked about it. And then they dipped. Like they
and
were
they had it over in a corner, not really... super accessible at Nintendo Live. It was there, you could see it.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think Josh got some pictures of it, but like we had to walk out of our way. It wasn't like at the exit of the Mario Wonder section. It was in the corner. You could kind of see it in the queue line, but the queue line was so short, you kind of just walked right past it. And then there was a separate kind of, I think, VIP section that was just for like the Nintendo employees that were taking media and other stuff on special tours to go play it without having to queue up. And it was inside this like roped off area. You could see it from the other spot, and you could get close and we could take pictures and stuff, and they didn't care. But it wasn't like on your way out. It was off in the corner, kind of just there. But
so strange. So strange.
Maybe a little shadow drop at Amiibo when the game comes out.
It would have leaked at a GameStop already.
Well, like we did say, we are getting the Piranha Plant Lego. And so I thought it might be kind of fun to just spend some time talking Lego. Maybe we could kind of rank the current sets that are out, maybe talk about some sets that would be fun that we think would be, you know, great sets. I kind of mentioned before we jumped into this segment that, like, you know, why aren't we building a giant Mario head? And then or even like, you know, look at, literally Johnny is holding Bowser like an infant right now. Like
my little baby.
So at Nintendo Live, I don't know if you guys saw but there was a giant Lego Bowser that was animatronic and like.
Was that the same one from Comic-Con?
I believe it was, yes.
Cool.
Yeah, so, but I only have the one set so far. It's still in the box. It's right here behind me. Oh my goodness, Bowser's shaking his head. That's crazy. So
the NES, you have the NES?
Yeah, I have the NES, and I love it. I was looking at the Atari system. I think that would be a really fun one to build with my uncle, because it was what I played my first video game on. So
I'm almost done it. It's a fun build.
And the question mark block, Johnny, you've said that's your favorite, right, of the Mario ones?
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Even better than Bowser?
Oh, I could get it.
Mine's up there, right there.
Is it just the overall build that you liked better than the...
It's kind of... it's falling apart. But it's... You know, I just love the little vignettes or little scenes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because it's three of the worlds plus the castle from Mario 64.
Yeah, from
which 64. Is weird that they focused on Mario 64 for a question block when there aren't question blocks in Mario 64.
But just like I don't even remember how to close it. Hold on. I know.
You got to fold that one down first. Fold the castle. Okay.
Did I mess up?
No.
I think I messed up.
Oh, open up the two vignettes, fold the castle down first, and then
okay,
I go
okay,
on top.
I got it, I got it,
there
I got it.
This is riveting content. Watching Johnny close his Lego block.
But also you can't really even see the Lego set that he is trying to close.
Yeah. Well, that's true. But it's so cool that you don't... I thought this function was not going to work. I was terrified that it wasn't going to work.
And there's the final Bowser fight.
Yeah, there's a Bowser. I don't want to spoil it for everybody.
Yeah, all right. It's been out for like a year and a half now.
Let me just hold on. I guess I'll show how you do it. You just press the top button. Whoop.
Bowser's and then still out.
You got to slide the window up, and then you can.
Bowser fell out, all right.
Okay, yeah, because it's hollow on the bottom, so yeah, stuff.
I don't know. I think the build's really cool. The micro scale is, it's just like you could tell it's Mario 64.
Yeah,
you just know.
And there's some cool little printed pieces as well, like the stained glass, the micro stained glass window.
Yeah. There's stuff. Well, spoilers.
What?
I love it.
There's stuff in the build that you wouldn't know unless you built it. You can't see it.
Jeez, crawler.
Can't see it. Yeah.
I can't see it now, so it doesn't matter.
Well, I'm just saying, you can't see it in the actual build. Like you have to build it to know. But I think the Nintendo sets, I think the Nintendo sets have been like some of the best sets. They are more expensive. They're all over $200, I think. Or well, actually, I think the question block is $200. It was on sale for $160. The adult Nintendo sets are good.
Yeah, because there's a lot of these playset stuff that they're going to be phasing out here pretty soon. Even though some new stuff just came out, but we have the NES and the TV for $270.
Jeez.
But
I don't know. I had a friend, I have many people that were like sending me the Piranha Plant Lego set today, and I don't have any of them. And I go back and forth if I'm like, maybe I should get it, especially like the NES one if it's going to retire soon. But then I'm like, do I need it? Like, it would be fun to like have and build, but then I don't know, like, I don't know. I just go back and forth. And now
you're going to be SpongeBob sitting in Sandy's dome saying, I don't need it. I don't need it.
I need it.
I think the Piranha Plant is going to be a good little thing to have at your desk. Like, a little,
yeah.
You don't need any of the other sets to enjoy them.
Look how happy he is right there.
It's much better than I was expecting. I thought it was going to be more blocky. I thought it was going to have a ton of studs. And the good thing about this one, about the Piranha Plant, is it is not $250 like the other sets. It's only
and it's also manageable 60. In size too. It's 9 inches tall. I mean, it's not going to be as big as Bowser or the NES TV and that kind of stuff.
I am
a little disappointed that they don't have a bigger set coming out this year, like a more expensive one, because the building techniques of the question block are really cool, and the NES, like the TV, is a pretty cool build. So this is just going to be, there's not going to be anything that complicated in it.
No, but it looks like it's got some cool techniques. It looks, I mean, pretty clean. It's hinged, it opens, it's posable. The stock, the leaves, the head are all movable.
I wonder if there's a fireball under that tongue.
Yeah, there's probably some sort of secret. There's probably something there,
yeah. Because Bowser, you open his mouth and he's got a big fireball that he spits out.
I think this is going to be one of the most popular Lego sets this holiday.
Because it's so cheap?
Because it's cheap, because the Mario movie came out.
Yeah.
Well, quote unquote cheap. It's still $65. You're probably going to take two hours to build it, maybe.
So 60, with 60. Lego, it's only a dollar a minute is not worth it.
It's usually Lego is valued at price per piece is how it's valued.
And I think this one's actually a little overpriced per piece. What's the piece count? 500?
540.
Huh. That's probably
10 cents is usually the happy spot for a lot of people.
I'm picking this up day one. Like, I can't wait for this thing. It looks awesome.
What would be your dream set? Like, if you could just think about all the different Mario worlds, all the different games.
The galaxy head.
The ship?
Yeah, the ship.
Oh, okay. That's a good, I like that. That's pretty cool.
Because you could do like the stuff in the inside of it, like they have cool little mini builds inside the head.
The library would be really cool.
Yeah.
For Galaxy. Like inside, and where you get to hear Rosalina's story.
You know what I would love? This is going to be an obvious one. A giant blue shell. But when you opened it up, it was one of the tracks with...
Oh, dang.
With and like minifigs and carts.
That could be feasible. Like the shell build for Bowser was actually really kind of cool. And I bet there would be a way that you could probably build because there's an underbelly to that shell that's like tan and like ribbed or whatever, like the lines on the shell, bottom of the shell. You could probably build something into that and then do the same kind of shell building technique for Bowser shell and then just clamshell it And I bet that would be doable.
Even the Mario, like a Mario Kart, like, you know, the classic.
The pipe cart.
Mario Kart would be a really cool build.
Yeah. Agreed. I was showing Crawler last night. I got the first for figures Mario Kart statue. It finally came in. And literally looks like a giant amiibo. So now I want Mario Kart amiibo too. So, but I mean, just looking at that as a Lego with Mario and his fist in the air and everything, like, as long as he doesn't look like Chewbacca, it would be great.
All right, so the Chewbacca build, thought it looked awful, like in pictures.
Oh God, are you
saw it in person? It looks pretty good. Like it doesn't look bad. It looks like apparently it's a terrible build experience because it's all brown.
Yeah. Was it built at your Lego store?
Yeah, it's built at Lego store, and it's like a nice size. It's the face is a little wonky, but it's not terrible. But I'm surprised, you know, we got the Bowser last year. I thought maybe they would do Mario or Peach, or even Toad. Like a Toad build would be interesting.
We got Luigi's Mansion. That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Mario Day coming up here next year, and hopefully they'll do a better announcement than the Dry Bowser playset that they did last year.
There is a Luigi's Mansion Lego set, but it's in part of the...
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Oh,
they had EGAD, and they had... there was a whole bunch of stuff in that set. It was a lot, but it was still tied to the Nightmare Fuel Mario that was the playset one.
Yeah, they have airships too in that series. An adult build of the Super Mario Bros. 3
airship. Yeah.
Airship. Or you could do the clown car from World, and then you could pair it with the Bowser that they already have. I'm just printing the money.
Yeah, they've retired the airship, I think, recently.
Those airships actually didn't look terrible.
What if they did them like busts, where it was just Mario's hat, Peach's crown, and Luigi's hat?
That'd be cool.
And then have them open up again. Have, you know, I mean, obviously the crown couldn't open, but maybe it'd be a three-pack where they all three were there, and Mario and Luigi's hat both opened up.
I think you're half right there. I would say like the helmet series, like Johnny has behind him, which they're kind of discontinuing. They're moving away from that with Star Wars. But Mario has an iconic face. You don't have to do just his hat. You could do a full bust and just do his head and have the hat and the mustache and all that kind of stuff. And then same thing with Luigi. You could do Luigi, Peach, Mario, Bowser,
Waluigi,
Wario, Yoshi, Toad. Like, you could have a whole line that could do that. And I'm sure that a Google search might show some people that maybe have already done that, because there's a whole line of Lego that's devoted to people doing user submitted stuff, and then the community votes on it. But licensed stuff is harder to get approved. But
there's the dioramas like that Star Wars has, where they do iconic scenes.
Yep.
And they could do iconic. They could do like the Bowser fight in Super Mario 64, spoilers, they kind of did already, but
it's not great. Now I don't need to get the block.
But there's so many, like, they do something with I think Galaxy just doesn't get enough love that it deserves.
Well, even look at what they've started doing with Sonic. Like, they've found a way to do Sonic playsets that came out this year, and they are minifigure scale, so it's not the crazy expensive starter set for the electronic Mario that isn't really that much fun for kids anyway. And make it I think that's what a lot of us want, is seeing minifigures. Because even the little buildable Yoshi that they had at Nintendo Live is almost minifigure scale. Like, stick with that. More that.
Well, we know. We probably shouldn't talk about leaks, but I would love to see an Animal Crossing set. I think Animal Crossing would be a really good series to do a Lego line.
Yeah.
What would you want to see with that?
Nooks, just being able to build like a town. You know, you get Nook's Cranny, the museum,
town hall,
the shops, like just let me build a town. Have a like a modular building where you could kind of upgrade it like you do. Like you start off with like a little, you know, little shack, and then you buy these upgrades to make it into a bigger.
You give Tom Nook bags of money and you can upgrade your house.
Go to Tom Nook and pay him.
Yeah, they literally need to make a Tom Nook and you have to finish builds that he scans in order to spit out more pieces for you to keep going. Like, to stay true to the game.
Nintendo has so many like good IP that would work so well with Lego.
Yeah.
Metroid. I would really love to see a Legend of Zelda set too.
Yeah. Temple of Time or a
Deku tree or something.
Yeah. Samus's airship.
Yeah.
Metroid. I don't know how well the video game sets do though.
Atari's been on sale off and on a little bit, and Pac-Man is new. I think the Mario series definitely is the better selling of the video game line, but it's a premium product. And so I do think you're right, Johnny. I think the Piranha Plant being at a fairly entry level price of $60 for Lego, that, I mean, that's pretty doable for a lot of people compared to $240 or $200 or $270 or whatever it is. It'll do better, but expanding it, yeah, I think it'll be good.
Maybe we see a Goomba. You know,
there's a site called, I think, Bricker Builds, and it's a guy that I think he has a regular 9-to-5, and this is just his like side hustle, and he's got he has to be creative with the names. So we have Hydro Turtle and
Power-ups would be a really good one.
Italian Brothers.
Oh, Boo. Oh man.
Yeah, but I mean, his stuff is expensive because he parts all the pieces and there's genuine Lego part and stuff, and he sends it to you. But they're expensive, but it's like a full size, like it's a good size Mario.
What, when you say expensive, like the, I can't, I have, my screen is too tiny to even see the price.
$1,300 for Mario and Luigi.
All right, we're gonna set up a GoFundMe.
But like this is like some of the stuff, if they could find ways to downsize it a little bit, make it a little like, I don't know how solid it is on the inside. Like Lego has some pretty unique building techniques that they do sometimes with the Technic pieces to make it strong on the inside and still somewhat affordable, so it's not just a ton of pieces and stuff like that. And when it's parted out by somebody else and not Lego, then it can add to the price. But that Thwomp looks pretty cool. But is it $500 cool? I mean, that's kind of hard to.
There's only five left in stock.
But then, I mean,
the Star is only $50.
Yeah. And then,
yeah, I mean, I think a power-up line would be really cool. There's so much they could do with it. I'm kind of glad they don't.
He's got the. We got.
He's so much money.
Nate's asking a good question. Do the Ninja Turtles have Lego sets? They need them.
I don't think.
Once upon a time, they did. I think that, yeah, there's been a turtle van and some turtle stuff a while ago, but like there's turtle weapons here at Bricker Builds if you want it.
That's all I've ever wanted, is to swing two Lego ninja swords into each other and just watch them grenade all over the place.
Pokeball's only $40. That's not bad.
Do not throw the Pokeball.
And I mean, they have all the different types. They have Great Ball, Ultra Ball, Master Ball. Premier
Balls. So Pokemon has a deal.
What was that purple one?
Master Ball. You only get one of those in the game.
Oh, that's what I usually throw at a rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat.
So I don't think we'll ever see a Pokemon series because they have a deal with Mega Bloks.
Right.
Which is sad.
Yeah, but I feel like even those ones are like, they're some of the best that, isn't it called Mega Constructs now or something like that?
Yeah, I think something like that, yeah.
Seems like they're the best ones they've ever done. Like they the look Halo cool. stuff like, was okay, but the Pokemon stuff seems a little bit next level.
Building the energy sword was, you could just feel the difference in the bricks and it's like, they're not as high quality.
Fair. Well, we just hit that 1 hour mark. Thank you guys so much for being here with us live. If you're listening after the fact, we appreciate each and every one of you. Hope you have a fantastic day or whatever it is you're up to, and we will see you in the next one. Remember to go listen to Communication Air. Bye, everybody.